board is meeting this week in Hayward, but as usual has added visits to sites relatively nearby. Today, the board will see a crossbow demonstration, then tour the reclaimed Flambeau Mine Nature Trail site. DNR Waste Management Director Ann Coakley acknowledges the stop comes in the midst of debate over the proposed GTAC mine near Hurley, but she says the DNR is not trying to link the two.
The Ladysmith Flambeau Mine is the only mine that's ever been permitted, constructed, operated, and reclaimed under the state's existing regulatory framework. The proposed Gogebic Taconite mine would be under a different regulatory framework, so I don't draw the parallel.
Coakley says the board will be briefed on steps the mining company has been taking over the last few years to try to control copper runoff from the Ladysmith site. She says Flambeau Mining has taken appropriate measures. Mining opponent Pete Rasmussen of the Pinocchi Hills Education Project says he hopes the board is also reminded the Ladysmith mine was much smaller than GTAC would be.
That it's abundantly clear that the Pinocchi mine would be the largest industrial project in the history of the state, and the Flambeau mine was a football field size hole in the ground comparatively, and that there was zero processing done in Flambeau.
Rasmussen says iron ore processing with a potential risk for local water and air would take place on site if the GTAC mine is built. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.